On this edition of Updates from the Post, Director of the Downtown Hays Development Corporation, Sarah Bloom, speaks with the Eagle Morning Show's Mike Kerner about downtown events during Oktoberfest. I'm James Bell. This episode brought to you by Eagle Radio and originally aired on KAYS on Friday, September 20th. This is the Post Podcast.
Well, coming up, the Oktoberfest, which is on the 12th and 13th this year, and the businesses will be open on those days. And that's kind of cool that, you know, Oktoberfest Saturday, Friday and a Saturday, because there's a lot of people that just can't get off of work on Friday. So Saturday's kind of cool. They can go down and partake in some festivities and eat some great food and still visit the vendors in downtown. So it's kind of cool that it's all blending together.
It is. I'm excited. And, you know, the parade got moved to be a little bit earlier this year at 11 o'clock. And so it'll be easier to get to those businesses on the bricks. But yeah, then there's going to be a lot of vendors still at the park and new vendors, because Friday will be for nonprofits like it has been in the past. And then Saturday, they're opening up the park to anyone that would like to sell products. So that's going to bring in some new faces. But we're also excited to be partnering with the Oktoberfest committee with our Downtown Hays Market. They last year hosted a German market for the first time on that Friday morning. And it was great. It was a little cold and a little windy.
That was over in front of...
It was right in front of the park.
NCK Tech.
Yep, NCK, yep. And so this year, with a two-day festival, they still wanted to have a German market, but they thought it might do better on Saturday morning. And rather than try to schedule it over the Downtown Hays Market, we actually get to partner with them. So we're very excited to host the second annual Oktoberfest German Market in conjunction with the Downtown Hays Market. So our vendors that you know and love at the Downtown Hays Market will still be there, but we are also inviting in some new vendors that are just there for the 1 week to showcase their German products. So we will have Herzen and Kuchen and lots of fruit pies and noodles and you name it. But then some of our regular vendors are also going to be creating some special German treats, like specials on bratwurst from Svati's Produce, and maybe a German chocolate cheesecake from Ann Bakery, some Kansas products from some of our other vendors. So I encourage everybody to check it out. We're going to decorate the pavilion in German flags. We're going to have a special arts and crafts project for anyone that wants to attend. And you're going to make a little German hat that you can wear to the parade after the market. So the market closes at 11. You can head to the main street, be a part of the parade, and have a authentic origami German hat.
Okay, so that's a lot going on that weekend. So that's kind of a cool weekend. A lot of people in town for that. And then something we should tell everybody, which is kind of sad news, but the market is wrapping up.
It is. Yeah, we started the market at the end of May, and it is coming to a close on October 18th. We run for 22 solid weeks every Saturday morning, and it is now wrapping up. We will still host a few winter markets in November, December, and January. Those dates have already been set, so be watching for those. But yeah, our regular season is wrapping up on October 18th, so you only have 5 markets left to come check us out.
Something like that. And another scary thing, think about this. Scary. 41 days before Halloween.
Yes, and we're excited. Yeah. We love Halloween on the bricks.
Yeah, because you guys hand out candy and some people go all out down there.
They do, yeah. Trick or treat on the bricks will once again be happening on October 31st from 3 to 5. We encourage all of you kids and families to come down to the bricks. We usually have about 60 to 70 businesses that participate in that. So you can trick or treat the bricks, and then you don't have to go anywhere else.
So where do they see, where is it? It starts like
it's all over. So all the way from, you know, Reds and Pools Plus Hays Daily News, but then, you know, even off Main Street, we typically have people like Bronze On and Casual Graphics and L&M. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that are kind of
I hate
on
to
Main
leave
Street.
Anybody out.
I know, but and I could just keep going and going because there's tons of businesses, but it's not restricted to Main Street, and it does go all the way from 5th Street up to 17th Street.
All right, so that's on Halloween Day, which is October 31st.
It's Thursday, I think. Yeah,
it is
October
Thursday.
October 31st.
And then really weird, next week it jumps to a Saturday.
It does. Yeah.
So because of the whole thing. All right. Well, thank you very much. Anything else you want to talk about?
No. As always, check out our webpage, downtownhays.com, or our Facebook page. We always have lots going on in downtown, and we post about it every Thursday to let you know what's happening. And we try to get everyone on our website and social media. So if you are having an event in downtown and listening to this, by all means, reach out. We'll make sure that we get you promoted.